Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In a moment, we're going to be talking with Emily Bazelon, senior editor at Slate, and Harvey Silverglate, Boston criminal defense attorney, about a pair of young men from Attleboro arrested for posting deadly threats on Facebook.
But first, Anthony, have you seen the movie Ocean's 11?
I have. Great film. George Clooney leading a band of, sort of lovable thieves as they plan a big heist in Las Vegas.
Right. Update of the one with the Rat Pack from the 60s.
That's it.
First of all, great movie, obviously. But there's a scene in there that has been on my mind lately. The bad guy, a guy named Benedict, is this sort of Napoleon complex tycoon who owns the fictionalized Bellagio in Vegas. And he is approached on his casino floor by Matt Damon, who is dressed in this kind of nerdy costume with thick glasses and a briefcase. Here's what happens.
Mr. Benedict. Hi, Sheldon Willis. Nevada Gaming Commission. I'm afraid I need 2 minutes of your time.
Anything for the NGC?
Thank you. Will you accompany me to Pit 5, please?
Anything for a gaming commissioner. This casino owner is a god among men, but even he bows to the geeky little bureaucrat.
Now, that's a movie, of course, but real gaming regulators are incredibly important people. Consider that Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, was chair of the Nevada Gaming Commission before making the leap to the Senate.
The point is that these are the people that we're appointing for the first time in Massachusetts right now. These are the people who are going to walk into that new casino in Foxborough or wherever it ends up getting built, and the world will stop for them.
Now, Governor Patrick named the chair, Stephen Crosby, from UMass back in December. As directed by statute, State Attorney General Martha Coakley named someone with law enforcement experience, a retired New Jersey state police officer named Gail Cameron, who used to run investigations in Atlantic City.
And today, State Treasurer Stephen Grossman named his pick. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones was at the announcement. Welcome, Bianca.
Hi, Adam.
So the have you seen Ocean's 11, by the way?
I have.
Okay, good. We're all on the same page. So the law that legislators passed last year that enabled all of this expanded gambling said that the treasurer's appointee is supposed to have some kind of expertise in finance, right?
Right. And this seat is mandated to have not just finance, but corporate finance and securities experience. Grossman appointed Enrique Zuniga, who just last summer, Grossman had named the executive director of the Massachusetts Water Pollution Abatement Trust. I had never heard of that before.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he oversaw the financing of $450 million worth of water and sewer projects across the state. And before that, he was the director of quality assurance at the Massachusetts School Building Authority. And he spent time as a manager at Ernst & Young before that. Zuniga is originally from Mexico and trained there as a civil engineer before coming to the U.S. to earn his MBA in finance from Yale.
Now, of course, Bianca, there's been talk about whether or not they're going to be able to recruit people to work for the piddling salary of $112,000 a year. But when you consider that, you know, you have to have experience in finance, you know, those people can make a decent amount of money, especially if they work in gambling. Does he know anything about casinos?
Well, he's been to Vegas, and we got a sense of his position on gambling. He prefers playing craps.
Ooh. I have background in statistics and probability, and and the odds are best in craps, but the house always wins.
At least he's honest about that.
Yeah, exactly. In all seriousness, he's never worked on the finance or regulation of casinos, but he says he does have experience assessing risk. And he says there's a lot of that in the construction and development of casinos.
And what does he see in the cards for the commission, so to speak?
Well, reporters asked him how he would keep casinos accountable. And Zuniga, like a bureaucrat or a technocrat, actually, got really excited about some of the enforcement tools that the commission has, especially the ability to audit the casinos.
The commission has subpoena power, and I would call that the nuclear bomb of audit clauses, where all you need to do is mention it to enforce compliance.
The nuclear bomb of audit clauses. trying to make himself sound like a hardliner there. Bianca, a few of the state's Native American tribes are currently jockeying for one of the new casino licenses, and I understand that in other parts of the country, there has been tension between tribal casinos and regulators, particularly with this very thing, with openness and transparency. They are sovereign nations, after all. Did he address that at all?
Yeah, he said that he believes that tribal casinos should abide by the exact same regulatory rules as everyone else.
So that's three down. There are two more commissioner positions to go. When will we know who will fill those seats?
Well, Governor Patrick, Attorney General Coakley, and Treasurer Grossman will jointly appoint the final two commissioners. They have hired a search firm to find those people. They're looking for professional casino watchdogs. Grossman says they're really close and they should be hiring someone next week.
WBR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And stay with us. Up next, a pair of Attleboro youths are arrested after chatting about a shooting spree on Facebook. Some say they were just blowing off steam, but can you joke about school massacres after Columbine and Virginia Tech? I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.